Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Conor McGregor back on some of the front pages. The Irish Daily Mirror: I was beyond petrified is the quote. MMA star Conor McGregor was beyond petrified in a jail cell after being arrested and questioned over an alleged rape. The 36-year-old, of course, is being sued by Nikita Hand, who says he beat and raped her in December 2018. McGregor denies the allegations and yesterday admitted taking cocaine in the car with Ms. Hand en route to Dublin's Beacon Hotel. This is the McGregor civil case that's before the High Court at the moment. Mentioned there, Nicola Tallant will be on News Talk Breakfast on Gerry Hutch. He's still able to make front pages. The Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mail both going with him on the front page, and indeed the Star as well. The Sun goes with "Mob Boss Runs, Hutch and Go" is the headline. Also, the Irish Daily Star goes with "Monks on his voter bike" because he went to register to be in the election. He was on a scooter or motorbike yesterday to go in and hand in his official papers. And then the Irish Daily Mail: from bail to ballot box, Hutch in a bizarre bid for the Dáil. Released from jail in Spain just last week, Gerard the Monk Hutch, clad in motorcycle gear, yesterday handed in his nomination papers to stand in the general election. It's being described as a dark day for democracy by one former justice minister, but he waved at the cameras and declared, "It's official, I'm running." Irish Independent on the front page says that the next government, whoever may be part of it, is likely to face industrial action across the health service in the new year. So just a few weeks after you get in to government, apparently there's going to be a wave of health strikes in the new year. Kevin Callanan, General Secretary of the Forsa trade union, said a dispute over understaffing could escalate this winter without a change of tack from health bosses. And it looks like results of ballots for industrial action, ranging from work to rule up to full strike action, are going to be announced just days before the election. So perhaps the new government will have strikes in the health service then early in the new year. Staying with the election, the Irish Times has that big opinion poll. A support for independence has jumped in the first opinion poll of the general election campaign, and Fine Gael still the most popular political party. Sinn Féin is on 19%, down 1. No change for Fianna Fáil support, also on 19. Fine Gael is on 25%, down 2. The Greens are on 3%, down 2. Labour is on 5%, down 1. No change for the Social Democrats, still at 4%. People Before Profit Solidarity, no change there. Support at 2%. AIM 2 is up 2 points at 3%. And then Independents and Others are on 20%. Up 4. So independent candidates, it looks like, according to this one opinion poll, are set for significant gains in the election. But of course, this is just one opinion poll. There'll be many more before election day. Also on the front of the Irish Times, we keep hearing about the amount of teachers going abroad to work. Now we have a figure: more than 4,600 Irish teachers are estimated to be working abroad when we have staff shortages in schools here. This is the first official analysis to quantify the volume of teachers who've emigrated, assumes that registered teachers without any evidence of tax income or social welfare support in Ireland no longer reside in the state. So we know how many teachers are qualified. Where are they? They reckon they're abroad, and the figure is 4,600 teaching abroad. The Irish Times says this figure is likely to spark calls for more to be done to incentivise them to return home or stop them moving abroad in the first place. So an awful lot of teachers going abroad. I know this myself, going over to visit friends in Abu Dhabi, and all I met was Irish teachers over there, and they're making a bomb. And they love it as well, by the way. It isn't a life of misery. They're quite happy, earning a lot of money. They plan on save to get a deposit, but they're still having, you know, bottomless brunches on Sunday in five-star hotels and things like that. So they're quite happy over there for a while. They do want to come home, but you can see the appeal when you hear the money they're earning. Irish Examiner on the front page: frightening story. A woman was found sleeping rough in a skip bag by council workers who were responding to reports of illegal dumping in Cork City. The discovery was made in the Friars Walk area of Cork, just yards from where a council bungalow has been lying vacant for a year. So we've an empty council house lying vacant nearby, and yet this homeless woman is sleeping in a skip bag. Former Lord Mayor Mick Finn said he was sad and angry at what the council cleaning crew discovered. Apparently they got an awful shock when they looked under the skip bag in this area of Cork City and found a woman sleeping there. So frightening story. That's on the front page of the Irish Examiner. Inside the papers, I think we're all guilty of this. Just because we've so many passwords, there's passwords for absolutely every website and every app you go into now. But apparently a lot of us use the very weak passwords. And the Star says web users are dicing with online disaster by using easily guessed passwords for their email and social media accounts. NordPass, which is a tech watchdog, has said we're still using the most popular online passwords like 123456, password, QWERTY123, and Liverpool apparently is the fourth most popular password. Other simple to anticipate efforts include Arsenal, Ireland and football. And apparently the Irish aren't alone in this. Right around the world, people are using very, very simple passwords, and the hackers, apparently each account should have its own password. How we're supposed to remember all this, I don't know, but that's the official advice. There's a good Late Late Show tonight if you're sitting in for a dark November evening, because Brendan O'Carroll, according to the Mirror, is going to be on talking about his racist joke that he had to apologise for. Also, Paul Mescal is going to be on talking about Gladiator. Graham Norton is going to be on the Late Late as well, as will U2's Adam Clayton. So the Mirror there telling us what is on the Late Late Show this evening. And finally, from the Irish Daily Mail, we'll have more on this on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Text speak can make you seem insincere. Most of us know how tempting it is to write LOL or BRB, but sending abbreviations like these, which are short for laugh out loud and be right back, could make you seem insincere, a study suggests. Researchers say people should spell out words in full if they want to come across as genuine and receive more replies. I agree. I even hate when people put the letter U for Y-O-U. I just think it looks lazy. But more about that on News Talk Breakfast this morning on what is good texting etiquette or not. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.